Coming out of turn four, we're back with the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, everybody? The 3Y NASCAR Podcast back again for the last time in year 2020. Eddie Griffin, your host, as always, for the 3Y NASCAR Podcast E2-3, the EG3 Awards on top tonight. Before we dive on into that, here in NHK, recording this the night after Christmas, the General Ford Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the previous division in all of NASCAR, folks. Man, right down to it, last couple days of 2020, which has been, I cannot state the obvious, obviously, but finally, thank goodness that we're getting through this just to the end of this year. And we'll have to see what happens on the other side. Of course, this podcast recorded in between, finally getting down to it, in between some of the team reviews of 2020, which will carry in to the new year. Like I've said on those podcasts, if you have not checked those episodes out, do that. Of course, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3. On Twitter and 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. You'll know what the deal is. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you're downloading episodes from there, y'all know what to do. And if you have some free time, please leave us a review. It helps us out tremendously. Continue to get better here as we close in on 2021. And, of course, Amazon Music as well, as well as a lot of other podcast sources out there that you can find a 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. As I said at the top tonight, here on this Saturday night, the last Saturday in 2020, December 26, 2020, all about the ET3 Awards this evening. And of course, this is the last episode. Of course, we closed season 5 a few weeks ago, and we're still, even after that, still recording some good stuff, some interviews in there, some reviews as well. So again, you missed any of that, get caught right now on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast during the off season. So, and tonight, the ET3 Awards Volume 5, we're about to get underway with that. In the conclusion of this, I'm going to have a little bit of different ending to the podcast tonight. So stay tuned with that. And I'll have the closing music on the back end of the show as well. I don't know how long I'm going to take running these down, but that's all what's going to be about tonight. The three EG3 awards we handed out, and the EG3 award will be handed out before the closing music. So that's going to be the last thing I have on here tonight. And before that, I have my top 5 races of 2020. And then, yeah, we'll, Lord willing, I will see you in the back on the front end of 2021, the last episode of the year. And I'll be working on the rest of the review stuff at the meantime. And obviously, I have one interview that I have not recorded yet. I'm going to save that until January as well. So hopefully that will get all e-squared away. We can do that interview in the first or second week of January on top of that. So that's kind of the download of what's happening here in Manhattan, Kansas, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, folks. Here recording on this cold night, and we're here this upcoming week, we're supposed to get some snow. So yeah, it's pretty much winter around these parts up here in the Midwest, things like that. So that's kind of a lowdown once again, getting you guys caught up. And this is recording after Christmas. Hope everybody should have said this first, but anyways, I'm going to jump this in here. Hope everyone had a tremendous Christmas, and we also need to pray for Nashville. Of course, Nashville Speedway is in the state of Tennessee, and they're going to begin the Cup Series date this upcoming summer as well. So with the event that took place yesterday, very disturbing. And so prayers for the city, prayers for those involved, and we get that sorted out in the near future. All right, ladies and gentlemen, business is taken care of. Let's get down with the EG3 Awards 2020 edition, the final episode of the year for us. And this will go out Monday night, so be on the lookout for that. The last Monday of the year, so be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, let's get on down with business with some of these awards here. And we're going to start with the Gainer Outdoor Trucks. Well, it was the Cape World Truck Series, but obviously Gainer back in it. Gainer Outdoors back in the mix for 2021 Xfinity and the Cup Series. Top 5 race of the year, EG3 Award. Well, it's obviously, I'll give you a hint, coming from the Cup Series. All right, let's get on down to business, shall we? Gainer Outdoor Truck Series Driver of the Year Award. Yeah, Sheldon Creed, no other than him. And you're going to catch a theme as we chug along here on the award show here tonight. Sheldon Creed, second year, just absolutely blossomed with GMS Racing. Absolutely. And he caught fire in this summer, obviously winning races, beating his teammate Brett Moffitt to him. And there were several instances that GMS took 1-2 in some of those races in the summer. And Sheldon Creed obviously benefited from the caution. Brett Moffitt did not. With less than 5 to go, caution comes out. The game changer of that championship race there. Brett Moffitt had it all sealed away. Caution comes out. Moffitt stays out. Creed comes in. Oh, I thought Creed was going to be in trouble, but new tires gave him that chance to come from the field and get it done. But Sheldon Creed winning his first championship, and he won the ARCA championship a couple years ago before he got in the truck series. So Sheldon Creed, as far as I know, is going to be back in the truck series next year, and obviously he gets my Driver of the Year Award. Most valuable driver. I got none other than Zane Smith. We talked about him at length on this podcast, even in some of the interviews that I have recorded here. And then on top of that, I was just on the Loose Lux podcast recording a Christmas episode. Have not gone and checked that out. Download and check that out. That's a must listen in itself as well, as we close out their portion of the podcast this year with a little bit of Christmas randomness there from AJ and Ryan, the Loose Lugs podcast. Yeah, Zane Smith, yeah. You know, we knew going in this guy's going to be special, and he turned out to be just that for GMS. Really, GMS all over this print for the EG3 Awards this evening for the Truck Series. Zane Smith, my most valuable driver of the year, and his crew chief Kevin Mannion, O Bono from Martin Truex Jr., he gets the crew chief award in that series as well. Fabulous job. I mean, he was with Tyler Rankin last year, and this year coming over to the Herald, the talented Zane Smith, tremendous job, just one position short of capturing his first championship. He's going to have to wait until next year. He's going to be back. Creed's going to be back as well. So, but Kevin Mannion, Bono Mannion, great job this year co-piloting that 21 truck. Most wins, and this is the only double that I have on here. Double award winner, and that belongs to Sheldon Creed, obviously, with the most wins in that series. My surprise Driver of the Year in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series goes to none other than Tanner Gray. Tanner Gray made all the starts this year, and for the most part, very, very impressive for the most part. Had 4 top 5s, 8 top 10s this year for Tanner Gray there in the series. And he came up in here, was one of the most pardon me, was one of the most underrated, well, I shouldn't say underrated, was more talented drivers, young drivers coming into sport, along with Derek Krause, who was in the news last week. But Tanner Gray impressed me a lot this year. So Tanner Gray gets the most surprise award, and he was running very well towards the end of the year. He gets it, and Tanner Gray was two spots away from getting into the Detroit playoffs. Came a bit short there in aspects, but the surprise driver there belongs to Tanner Gray. Meanwhile, the most disappointing driver, no other than, and there was several in here that I could have chosen. Obviously, Johnny Sauter just missed it a little bit here, but he had terrible luck. But this one, giving it to Stuart Friesen. Yep, Stuart Friesen come off the championship four appearance a year ago, and then the switch over. Pardon me again. Was part of the switch over from Chevy to Toyota. That team really started off slow, and then you expected with all the Toyota power underneath them, and this kind of mirrored Matt Crafton when they switched over to Ford. They started off slow a little bit, took them a while to get going, and all of a sudden everything was okay. This took a little bit longer, obviously. For these manufacturer changes, for whatever reason, I expect it to just work just like that. It doesn't happen that way, apparently. And Stuart Friesen has to be a little bit disappointed in that performance, obviously. And he, too, missed the playoffs as well. So that's why I give it to him. And so, I mean, this team next year is going to have to be on the rebound for next year. Team of the Year award in this series, from me, belongs to, goes all the way back to the top with GMS Racing, likes of Moffitt, Creed, Smith, and I want to say Tyler Ingram in there as well. So that Tyler Ingram, that foursome right there, obviously Brett Moffitt at the end of the year, moving on to bigger things now, going up to the Xfinity Series now. So, Team of the Year, I have GMS Racing in the Truck Series right there. Just a dominant year for them, led by the reigning champ here coming out of 2020, Sheldon Creed, and the runner-up, Zane Smith, 1-2 in there as well. And then Brett Moffitt, I think, was 3, so 1-2-3, I believe, in that series as well. So, gotta think, Nate. I mean, GMS has been on the rise here for quite some time since its existence here. Obviously, trying to make their presence known, which they have absolutely done that. Yes, as I go back here and check the standings here real quick. Sheldon Creed, Zane Smith, Brett Moffitt, 1-2-3 for GMS, and you gotta go down to ninth, where pretty much all their drivers made the playoffs this year. Tyler Ingram finished ninth this year for Gallagher. Excuse me, man. So, as I said, it's a little late here in Manhattan, Kansas, so you gotta bear with me here a little bit on the podcast. But Tyler Ingram finished ninth. Creed, Smith, Moffitt, 1-2-3 there. So GMS, a big year, and they get the award, Team of the Year award in 2020 in the Truck Series for GMS Racing. Sheldon Creed, your Driver of the Year in 2020.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Xfinity time here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Moving on now into the next part of the show here. Not messing around tonight, obviously. So not, there's nothing to it. These are the awards I'm here got out, and we're gonna go one by one here. So let's go transfer it from the lower groove to the middle of the racetrack now with the Xfinity Series Driver of the Year award. This cast continue to get better and better. And we talked about this a little bit in one of the preview shows. Not preview, I keep saying preview. One of the review shows here that I did for Penske and Wood Brothers. This guy's already got his next couple years lined up. Austin Cindric, Driver of the Year in the Xfinity Series. And yeah, well deserved. I mean, yes, Chase Briscoe was probably more dominant, but this cat right here, Austin Cindric, he keeps getting better each and every year. And I'm very anxious. No Chase Briscoe next year. This could be another big year in 2021 for Austin Cindric next year as he tries to go repeat in the Xfinity Series before moving to the Wood Brothers to 21 in 2022. So this guy's already got his future laid out, well, at least for the next 2 years, and huge. I mean, Austin Cindric really came on. I want to say that Kansas race really came on. I think in that stretch there, swept Kentucky, almost won Kansas. The guy was hot. What can you say? The guy was hot, and he really found his footing. I mean, obviously, this guy's a monster when it comes to road course racing, but this guy's really improved on the short game, the mile and a half, and the 2 mile in the speedway tracks. This guy, all of a sudden, knows how to get it done in the series. And next year, oh, he'll have a chance to pat on those stats some more. And the way the schedule shakes out for him specifically, yeah, this guy's going to be the favorite, if not the one, to try to knock off in the Xfinity Series. Austin Cindric, a huge year, and obviously he won the title this year in 2020. And I'm going to stay on this subject here. Crew Chief of the Year, well, Brian Wilson in that 22. It's just enough said with this combination, and this combination more likely is going to be back next year. More and better things ahead for this team as they try to repeat again. They have everything, all the tools needed to try and repeat as an Xfinity champ. And Tyler Reddick did it, but in slightly circumstances with two different teams. Austin Cindric is definitely more capable of doing that. But he's going to have the likes of AJ Allmendinger in against Harrison Burton, who came on strong. Justin Haley made the Final Four. Justin Allgaier, Grandpa, still around. Noah Gregson. So he's going to have likes to do with those guys. Again, Daniel Hemric getting a full-time ride. So a lot, the streak goes on. But until then, this 22 car, no Chase Briscoe, moving up to the Cup Series. Yeah, Austin Cindric, sky's the limit for 2021. Brian Wilson, my crew chief of the year. Most valuable driver in this series belongs to none other than A.J. Allmendinger, who has been driving with colleague now for a couple years now and getting his first win on an oval in a stock car. Yeah, I mean, A.J. Allmendinger has been a huge influence in that program, and it gets rewarded in the offseason for getting a full-time ride. Just mention him. He's going to be right there now. And like the schedule benefits Cindric, well, going full-time now for A.J. Allmendinger, huge. This schedule, whoa, renaissance, huge with him because of all the road course racing experience that he has and the valuable asset that he brings to this team, the college organization. He just spent absolute money for the last couple of years, and A.J. Allmendinger getting that win. That was kind of, for me, to be honest with you, it was a little surprising for him to see him hold track position at Atlanta this year, or earlier this year, was just, yeah. I mean, he was ready to win on an oval. He did accomplish that, and obviously the drenched Charlotte Roval, and he was impressive late in the late stages of that race. Obviously, you know what you're going to get from Allmendinger on road courses. We've seen this time and time again from him. So, A.J. Allmendinger, my most valuable driver. And that's why Colleague Racing is the position that they're in right now, trying to get themselves moved up to the Cup Series, possibly, in 2022. So, I mean, this right now, Colleague Racing, they're on the up and up right now in the Xfinity Series. All, you know, Justin Haley getting three, four wins this year. I'm gonna go ahead and scatter up to the other page here real quick here before I butcher that one. Pretty sure it was three wins for Justin Haley. not mistaken. He made the final four. Yes, sir. Justin Haley, 3 wins. Grosz Chastain, good numbers this year despite not winning a race. Like I keep harping that on this podcast. But yeah, Almaden, he's been a tremendous asset for them since joining him. And now he's going to be rewarded with a full-time ride. I'm definitely, all eyes going to be on him in that series to see what he can do. I think he's going to be, if not only, he's going to be right there trying to get in that final four. I really do. I think that. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, the most wins award belong to Chase Briscoe. 9 wins, like Kevin Harvick this year. And like Kevin Harvick, well, Harvick didn't make the championship round. Briscoe did. Briscoe threw out the caution there, or brought out the final caution of 2020 in the Xfinity Series there. None up been doing there. So, did not get the big hardware, but none all, though. He betted on himself pretty much this year by saying we need, 7 or 8 wins to get cup racing. Well, we got 9 of them. And he's getting the reward he deserves. He's going, replacing Bowyer in that 14 for Stuart Haas Racing. Of course, his childhood hero, Tony Stewart. My surprise award in this series belongs to Harrison Burton. That's right, Harrison Burton. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call a surprise, but we know he's talented. So, you know, Harrison Burton, I mean, he was a couple spots away from getting into the Elite 8, and if he might have transferred into the championship round because he got 2 wins of the 3. You know, denying Noah Gragson there and then being absolutely dominant in at Martinsville, following his dad to victory in that race. Well, I was just saying that race, but in the history books there, surpassing his dad, Jeff. So, Harrison Burton next year, got to carry all that momentum there for him to carry all that momentum that he got being up this year into next year. I mean, the sky's the limit for this kid here. Harrison Burton, obviously, he was driving with Kyle Busch Motorsports in the Truck Series last year and got booted out, kind of got disrespected there. So he's kind of carried that in to the Xfinity Series, and he did a tremendous job. 4 wins, 15 top 5s, 22 top 10s. Very impressive numbers there for one Harrison. He gets my surprise driver in the Xfinity Series column. Most disappointing, Ross Chastain. I mean, yeah, he set the world on fire a year ago. You know, doing what he did in the trucks and Xfinity. And coming into this year where he had a few chances to win races, and he just didn't get it done. He still had big numbers, like I mentioned a few moments ago. I mean, but for him to go move up to next year, his series there, where you're going to have to face, well, he's been up in the Cup Series for a couple years now, so he knows. But now, the difference is, for him, he's in a little bit more competitive equipment. And we'll see what Kurt Busch does with him as a teammate next year, as he learns from one champ, and the former NASCAR champ, Kurt Busch. But Ross Chastain, disappointing, because he had a couple chances to get in victory lane of note. One of those Bristol races, I know Daytona for a fact in prime time there, getting involved with his teammate Almendinger there, costing them a chance to win, but Justin Haley cleaned all that up there. So Ross Chastain goes up in the Cup Series with no wins to show for it, even though he got 2 a year ago, which leads to the Team of the Year award. I talked about this a few moments ago, folks. Colleague Racing, my Team of the Year, Organization of the Year in the Xfinity Series for 2020. Yeah, Matt Colleague, just from the top down, this organization, Chris Rice, they have found a way to put competitive cars on the racetrack, and they've done a nice job doing that. And now you have basically 3 full-time drivers. And did I mention Jeff Burton yet? I have not. I mentioned Harrison moments ago for a different team, but not Jeff. Jeff Burton replacing Ross Chastain in the 10 car for 2021. Huge for him. And we'll see if this is the best Jeff's got at a competitive ride. We know that these cars are fast. obviously, the 10, 11, and the 16. So they got fast Chevy Camaros right now, and we'll see what happens there in that front. We know Jeff Burton came close to winning a couple races in his part-time stint with Junior Motorsports as well. So really, it's all smiles on that 10 team right now as they prepare for 2021. Jeff Burton being the new car there, the new driver, excuse me, in that stable right there. So Colley Racing, like I said, they're on the way up in the Xfinity Series, and they're looking to make some news here as we approach the new year of 2021. Colley Racing, the Team of the Year, Driver of the Year award. He keeps impressing. Austin Cindric will be looking to repeat in 2021 Driver of the Year.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
EG3 here on this Saturday, December 26, 2020, the final night in the calendar year of 2021. Oh, not 2021. 2020, too many 20s going around here. But the last Saturday of the year, seriously, appreciate y'all for downloading the EG3 Awards Volume 5, putting in the close, official close of 2020 for this podcast. And I'll have we working on some stuff for the first two weeks of the calendar year. I also got a pending interview coming up as well. So the office has been busy for the EG3 3Wide podcast. So appreciate y'all for doing that here on the show. All right, Cup Series. Let's dive on into it here. Driver of the Year award. And like I mentioned to you guys, it's a theme. Driver of the Year, Chase Elliott. There's no question. Chase Elliott's 5 wins, including winning 2 in a row, basically captured the championship, needing to win in Martinsville. He got that, and then was absolute dominant in Phoenix, getting that championship. Most popular driver in the Cup Series. He's probably going to be there for quite some time, for a long, long, long time. So Chase Elliott, the Napa number 9, gets the Driver of the Year award on the EG3 3Wide podcast. Most valuable driver I have, Denny Hamlin gets it. Denny Hamlin, he's been probably the most winningest driver the last 2 years. I know you take away that the whole slogan of one of the best driver, if not the best driver, to win a championship out of the way. This guy has been an absolute. He's been a rocket ship. I mean, just no doubt about it. But his failure to get up for the big race still looms out there for him. But none of that, you know, you got a crew chief, you got beliefs, you got Chris Gabehart has taken over, and this 11 team has taken the steps to the next level. Now it's for them. It's all about somehow finishing or wrestle or win the demons and gain that elusive championship. Time, you know, is very valuable, and we don't know how much time we're going to have. And for Denny Hamlin, we don't know. Obviously, he's going to be part owner in the sport when the Daytona, when Speed Weeks wide arrives around the corner in February. Hey, so Denny Hamlin, I said it, I don't sound like I sound like a repeating zebra, but critical for him to get it. I mean, you can play it off all he wants, but I'm sure it's eating up at him inside a little bit. He does not have that championship. And last, really, 2 times he's had a great opportunity to do it, hasn't been able to come up with the big bucks there. Crew Chief of the Year award for me in the Cup Series. And I laughed at this guy at the beginning of the year. And I talked about this a little bit in review for Penske. Jeremy Bullins, crew chief for Brad Keselowski, gets it. And he really showed what he can do. I mean, obviously, Ryan Blaney, I mean, it might be a step up from Blaney. From Blaney, they had fast cars, but they struggled at times, and they failed to get in victory lane at least more than once. But with Brad Keselowski, Keselowski started to believe in Jeremy Bullens, and Bullens really took off, and that's what landed him in the Final Four. It does help when you have a former champ, you know, lead the way, but Jeremy Bullens really came on his own this year. His 1 year so far at Penske Racing leads him all the way to the runner-up spot behind Chase. He gets my Crew Chief of the Year award, Most Wins award. That belongs obviously to the guy that did not even make the championship four, Kevin Harvick, 9 wins this year. And at this point in this season where he got knocked out of an opportunity to advance to championship four at Martinsville. So other than Martinsville, I mean, they're just straight up fast every week, and they benefited from some of the rule changes that was implemented from the NASCAR break there while the pandemic was off and going there as well. So Kevin Harvick, a year that might have been for this team, they did not reach the Final Four at all. That's got it. Again, that has to be really disappointing for the way that this team really performed. Ronnie Childers, week in and week out, to put the efforts in to win all the win races and not get a championship, not even get a sniff of it. Yeah, I'd be pissed too. For that as well. I'm pretty sure I said that somewhere in the last episodes of the show. But Harvick, we'll see how they bounce back next year after a squandered opportunity to cap off a historic year to get that 10th win and to win the championship. They did not get that as well. But he gets the most wins award here. Alex Bowman, meanwhile, gets my surprise driver of the year award. And this guy, he started off hot early on. And after Charlotte, he really cooled down. And we didn't ever hear from him again. And then he picked performance back up when the playoffs started. So tell Kevin Harvick, that's where you need to start performing at your best. Tell Denny Hamlin that. Denny Hamlin was inconsistent in the playoffs there. So Bowman really came on strong towards the end of the playoffs this year. So he's finally woke up, and that this team, for whatever reason, did not carry that speed over to the summer. I mean, they lost something there, and then they got it back as well. So that 88 for Alex Bowman, and we know he's going to be replacing Jimmy in 2021. So that, again, we're going to have plenty of storylines to follow once the season arrives in February. But Alex Bowman, he gets my surprise award. Most disappointing, yeah, Kyle Busch gets the EG3 Disappointing Driver of the Year award. One win coming at Texas very, very late in the year there for him, and led the debut of Adam Stevens there. So we're all going to find out if this move works or not, that's for sure. But for Kyle Busch to get just one win, I mean, he kept his winning streak alive in the Cup Series. Well, in the NASCAR 3 Touring Series. Pardon me once again. picking up where Kyle Busch, I mean, he kept his streak alive there. Yeah, he's kept his streak alive. And then, you know, he did not win another race, obviously. So this team really, you know, was inconsistent this year. I mean, he had issues. Issues didn't help as well. Rookie Daytona Roval comes to mind, as well as a couple of other tracks as well. Did he lost points, or he just made mistakes, like taking out Chase Elliott at Darlington? So Kyle Busch, I mean, people are going to be looking at this saying, like, hey, this is going to be a bounce back here for that 18. But he's going to be a different man on top of that pit box. And that is Ben Bayshore. He will lead Kyle Busch in the 2021 Organization of the Year. Belongs to Hendrick Motorsports, obviously. They showed, all their cars showed speed right from the beginning of the year. Right from the beginning of the year, obviously led by Bowman, who got the first win for Hendrick Motorsports this year, not Chase. So, and then William Byron, obviously, with a walk-off at Daytona. So, and now you got to bring over, you're bringing over Jimmy Johnson's out. Can't bring Kyle Larson in, who does not have an actual sponsor at the recording of this podcast right now. So, I mean, we all know what's going on there, so I don't want to dive on into too much detail of that. But now you get Kyle, motivated Kyle Larson in the picture now. this adds up to one of the best four drivers in all of NASCAR, for sure. It tops GMS with the departure of Brett Moffitt going over to the Xfinity Series ride. But here at Motorsports, you know, can they come out? Can they back it up a little bit? Obviously, you know what you're going to get for the 9. And obviously, even with not running a whole year last year, getting suspended last year, Kyle Larson, you know, what you're going to get from him. Can the continued growth of William Byron and Alex Bowman continue to stock up, if you will? So, Bowman, Byron, between them, 2 wins on the year. Hendrick Motorsports really came out of the woodworks this year. And not to see Jimmy get that elusive win that he has been craving for the last 3 years. Kind of disappointed to see that on that side of things there. But Hendrick Motorsports trying to find their groove. And they did that on the course of 2020, my organizational award of the year. All right, folks, time to take a step aside for a couple minutes on the EG3 3-Wide Podcast. EG3 Top 5 Races. And I'll close this EG3 Award special with, obviously, my coveted EG3 Award. Don't go away, folks. The EG3 Awards Volume 5 continues after this.
The 3-Wide Podcast with EG3 will be right back after this intermission break from Manhattan, Kansas.
Eddie Ritter, host the podcast. You follow me at Eddie_EG3, and y'all know what to do with the podcast. You find it wherever. The EG3 3-Wide Podcast with EG3 is at top 5 races here. Before I hand out the EG3 award, start with number 5, Kansas. Part 2, and part of it is I'm a little biased because I live 2 hours away from the racetrack. This was the game changer, the season changer of the year. I mean, it was cold as hell. Even with winds and everything else, so 15-mile-an-hour wind, sitting in the grandstands, freezing my ass off. But at the end of it came down to the last 55 laps of this race there, and Joey Logano, how in the world did he manage to hold off Kevin Harvick, who clearly had the best car on the afternoon, clearly. I mean, this turned everything, literally lit up at this race right here, changed everything. You gotta go back off so he can bring this race up. You know, the whole Mark Trish Jr. Joey Logano episode, round 1 at Martinsville 2 years ago, hate to bring that back up in the mix, but you look at that and say, you know, Jimmy, if Joey Logano does not win that race, he doesn't go to Miami. That's the obvious point. Fast forward to 2020, cold ass weather, Kansas, race number 5 on my list. Logano gets in front, and this guy did not score stage points in stage 2. He only scored 1 point. Scored only 3 points in stage 1. Yeah, because he was back there with Mark Chase Jr., who finished in front of him in the first stage. But Logano, he didn't do much, and this was going to be another one of those long afternoons for him at Kansas. And remember, the first race at Kansas, he had issues and got involved in one of those wrecks in the second half of the race in prime time. So Logano gets track position, and from help of a spotter, TJ Majors, like a speedway race, gets it done, and that race propelled him to the championship. Meanwhile, Harvick, at that time, we said, oh, he's going to be cool. He'll be cool, right? He's going to make it, no problem. We all pretty much said that. And luckily for me, I did not make a Final Four bracket this year. I didn't pretty much say it like that, but I said, well, he should be okay. And everything was not okay after that. The wheels fell off at Texas with the whole fog situation, and then we know what happened at Martinsville for him. So if Kevin Harvick takes care of business, so you gotta learn sometimes, right? You have a dominant season like he had this year. I mean, you tend to take that for granted for a little bit, right? So, I mean, Harvick, he did what he could. He did what he could do at that time, and he thought it was going to be enough. But at that point in time, he got to win. All about winning that round to get to the Final Four, and Harvick didn't do that. And then it just set up a domino effect from then on. So for me, that's how I put it in number five, because Harvick wins that. He's in the mix. Well, he's obviously going to Phoenix with a chance to win championship number two. And we're talking about him in another aspect. I mean, Harvick, he was not even an afterthought in the round, obviously. He was running back there in the top 15 for most of the afternoon. And I think he somehow finished 10th in there, somehow, someway finished 10th. I don't really pay much attention to him anyway, but he was a non-factor anyway. So going back to this race here, ladies and gents, number five on my list, Kansas Part 2, the playoff race. They were Joey Logano somehow, and I was one of the guys that was mad at also, so you guys kind of wondering why I even put this race on here, but this is from taking off my Mark Trish Jr. hat for a moment and putting my fan hat on for a second here, for my media hat for a second here. This changed the season. This is pretty much it. And to find out a couple weeks later that your most dominant driver, 1A, did not make championship four. Yeah, that was pretty shocking right there in aspects. Number four, Talladega Part 1, the first race in the spring. This race pretty much had everything. Obviously, with the off-field issue, off-the-field situation that was going on with Bubba and all the other stuff, all the other mess going on, the whole social injustice was still going on when this race and everything else leading up to that. The powerful movement of the whole NASCAR community, which I'm going to put it in my own words, moving up that 43 with Bubba Wallace to the front of that grid, just riveting stuff, man, in a good way. The race, man, this race had a little bit of delay to it as well, but in a wild ass finish, almost pretty much the name of this show. What's the name of this show, y'all? 3 Wide Podcast EG3. These guys were pretty much 3 wide, almost 4 wide, and Blaney holding off Eric Jones, bouncing off of him, coming to the line. Eric Almirola speeding backwards off of Stenhouse. Bubba Wallace at one point. We thought Bubba Wallace was going to win that race. He was up there late in that race too. So this race had everything to it. So, man, Blaney, this turned out to be his only win of the year. And this was, at that point in the time, his second consecutive close margin victory at Talladega for Ryan Blaney at that moment in time. Man, so Blaney, number four, gets that spot. Number three on my list, the return of NASCAR getting back from the middle of this damn pandemic. That's right, Darlington set the scene. They were there, and nobody doesn't really talk about this. I mean, everybody's saying, you know, basketball is the first sport to be back and all this other stuff. But no. NBA was not back. NASCAR, get it right, folks. Even me with a stick and fail. I love stick and ball sports, but NASCAR, they were the first sport back they've set the predicament for the rest of the sports. Now, obviously, you know, NHL, NBA had their bubble, and it worked. They had their own thing on with the bubble, NFL, college. And they've been working through some things, because as we've seen, they've been working through this stuff, but they've been still getting in the majority of the races, even though, you know, the college, they've had to cancel quite a few games. So, but NASCAR, they set the stage for this moment. He had to get back on stage, and yes, this race had everything too. Obviously, Harvick ran away with it at the end, getting past Alex Bowman late in the race there to set sail, and pretty much started the whole the Harvicking again, 2020 edition. But Darlington, everybody was excited. This was coming off the iRacing series, computer series there for them. So NASCAR getting it done, and we didn't know how it's gonna look. And yes, it was weird. I tell you, it was weird, you know, at first. But now, you know, everybody, you know, is trying to play within the rules that are set within this pandemic still. So this pandemic is going to carry into, unfortunately, 2021, and hopefully there's vaccines going around apparently now. So hopefully we can start to see much more of improvement in 2021. We'll see what happens with everything else. But Darlington, NASCAR deserves a lot of credit for what they did. They deserve the credit, and hats off for them, because with the whole midweek racing, whole doubleheaders, getting caught back up with the regular season so we could get each and every race of the 2020 playoffs. And huge kudos to everybody, Steve Phelps and the guys, everybody from top to bottom from NASCAR deserves a lot of props for this. And put this right smack in the middle, not because of the race, because of the efforts of everybody involved with getting NASCAR back on track and getting a sport actually live in person, not much in person, in live in person in front of your TV screens. But NASCAR, they set it off for everybody to come back, and they did a tremendous job setting this tone with getting on two drivers, the COVID. That's that's impressive. From that point, yeah, well, not fortunate for those, for Austin Dillon and Jimmy Johnson, but for everybody in that they follow the rules, follow protocol, and that's what it deserves. So Darlington return is number three. Bristol, number two on the list there. The first race there, which was this thing got really wild with less than 60 to go. Denny Hamlin's blindside move there, trying to go high for the lead, couldn't do it, hit the wall, and then everything fell dominoes with Chase Elliott, Joey Logano there. Contact was made there for the lead. That caused that same caution. Denny Hamlin hit the wall. There's a disagreement between the 9 and the 29 and the 22 car there. Both of them weren't happy about it. I want to say Joey was pissed at Chase there at that moment in time. And then when the final caution day was over, the race to the finish there, the two of them tangle in turn three. Brad Keselowski slides underneath them and takes the win away from both of them. And then the laughable stare down with Joey Logano, Chase Elliott staring at each other, laughing at each other, one of the two. So there was a whole stare down there for about a couple minutes there between those two guys, and they'll make contact again a little later on at Homestead there. That really affected the outcome of that race as well. But yeah, 9 and 22 have had their issues in the past, and that race was one of them for sure. So Brad Keselowski stole the win away from both of them coming out of the final turn there. While both of them, I mean, I think it's just hard racing, man. I mean, short track, everybody wanted short track racing. You got it. So 9 to 22, we're going after one another there in that race there. And then none other than Brad Keselowski at the right place, right time, to score that victory, which I think counted out as Keselowski at that moment of time. First win of 2020. Bristol, part one, number two, fair race of 2020 on the EG3 Awards show.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, on the Saturday night, December 26th, 2020, we went down to the last two awards of the evening. Race number one on the EG3 West, Daytona. If you have, if you listen to Loose Lux podcast from earlier this week, which I'm going to tell you to download it, it's a great listen. That this is my number one, Daytona Part 2, the regular season finale. William Byron walking off, and not only that, getting his first win, needing a win pretty much to steal his ticket to the 2020 Plus, which he did in epic fashion there. William Byron, I think William Byron pitted the final sequence of pit stops, which were under caution. William Byron goes down the pits for tires, comes back out. He rallied from like what, 8th or 9th spot there to get put himself in position there. Jimmy Rex taking himself out. Matty D, that whole battle between the 40 and 21 was epic all night long. Just the action from the outside of the green flag was just intense, and the intensity just ramped up. So this is a learning step here for those of you who do not get a win before Daytona. You better start doing that, because you don't want to be in that spot. Because of the unknowns of the speedway racing, as we all know from the past, and it's going to continue from there. This is the record finale. It lived up to the billing, and we saw a walk off. William Byron, you know, finally getting that elusive win. It was just a matter of time before that 24 car got back in the victory lane, and it did it at one of the more famed racetracks in all of NASCAR. Obviously, Jeff Gore has put that car in victory lane multiple times in his career. William Byron did that. And even though William Byron has gone to victory lane before at Daytona, this came in the Xfinity Series, though. So William Byron's second career win at Daytona. And it was a big one. It was a big one for sure. That officially put him in the postseason. And later, I think he got eliminated in round one of the playoffs here. I'm going to double check that. My screen real quick for that. But yeah, William Byron finally delivering. And everybody expected him to... He got eliminated in round one. That's right. So he did get eliminated in round one of the playoffs there. But hey, I mean, you can hang your hat on that for him to score that victory. And now you get your crew chief, who you were just absolutely spanking everybody, pretty much the dominant truck a couple years ago, where he did not go to championship four, like Kevin Harvick back then in the trucks for Kyle Busch Motorsports. So we'll see what happens. Rudy Fugler's been in the trucks for a few years now, and he has to adapt to the cup level. So we'll see what happens between those two guys. Obviously, they have good kind of chemistry together. Will that transfer in the Cup Series? Obviously, you have the old car back for next year, but you're getting ready for the next gen in 2022. So we'll see what notes these two guys can put together, and we'll see if this 24 car can get back in the victory lane in 2021. All right, ladies and gentlemen, finally the main award is about to be handed out tonight. Obviously, this year I did not... EG3 helmet stickers will be making an appearance back in 2021. I did not do it this year. Oh, I did a little bit this year, but it just got put to the wayside this year, unfortunately. So that segment will be back in 2021. The EG3 award this year, man. I mean, this. I mean, I mentioned him a bit a few moments ago. He's sticking his neck out for us. Us African Americans. I mean, he did a well of a job, and he's going to continue to do that, obviously. Richard Petty Motorsports, and now he's going to be driving for the new team and a new owner in sport. new owners of the sport, and Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin, Michael Jordan preferably, because of the name that he brings. Obviously, winning a whole bunch of championships with the Chicago Bulls. My EG3 award for 2020 belongs to my guy, Bubba Wallace. Of course, last year, Ryan Blaney won this award. This year, his best buddy wins it. Bubba Wallace, EG3 award winner this year, 2020. And yes, I mean, you only finished 22nd in the point standings. Yeah, I get that. But he took a step forward in performance for Pretty More Sports this year. He did that. And he took a step forward, multiple steps forward on the offseason deal. You know, he was the one that wanted that. He said, hey, we got to get these Confederate facts out of here. You know, we talked about, and I've had diversity drivers, the NASCAR diversity program on the show for 2 years in a row now. I'm looking forward to it to next year as well. I mean, speaking to these young cats, girls, boys who are driving these cars, who are trying to make a difference in the sport. Obviously, Gracie Trotter with a huge win at Las Vegas a couple months ago, had her on the show. I mean, Bubba Wallace, African, and obviously we bring a different attention to the sport. I mean, I've said it on the other podcast too. I mean, hey, you don't get a chance too often. And for him to do that, I mean, I was already involved in this sport in a different way. And obviously, I'm a fan. If you've been a long time listener of the show by now, you know I've been a fan for quite some time. And it's just nice for somebody to lead a charge of your color, of your own skin. And Bubba Wallace is going to continue to do that. And he's going to be going in that new team, the 2311 Racing, which I'm excited about. He's going to continue to do that. Yes, he got criticized. Yes, both sides of it. I mean, so if you're, hey, I mean, it's all, we all want, I mean, NASCAR screamed more diversity. Well, you got to have it. And they, I mean, this is another step forward in that right direction. And we're seeing girls, we're seeing young ladies, young women drive in NASCAR, in all levels in NASCAR. ARCA, the list can go on and on, things like that. But Wallace, too, he really made a stand. And obviously Atlanta, with the whole stance there, just doing what he can to bring more African Americans in the sport, like myself, Daryl. Now I'm forgetting the other guy's name, Bernard Pollard. A couple more YouTube fellas, Darian, my man Jet Krause, everybody in the sport. It's just nice to know that we can have a leader that we can go to and we can hold our heads high and say, hey man, we're fans too of the sport, and we want to be a part of it for a long time. And we're seeing it with Eric Moses. I mean, small steps like that. Moses, I can't think of the other name that took over the whole department of NASCAR. Yeah, it's just all over the place right now. So, I mean, it's there. I mean, it is there. The Black Mamba, everybody who's a part of, everybody who African America's part of it, and will be a part of the sport for the upcoming futures. Huge, huge step forward in the right direction. And so, I mean, the whole Bubba Wallace moving up him up, NASCAR, the crew members, everybody, the drivers, everybody, Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, everybody getting in on what went down at Talladega, pushing that car, 43, one of the iconic numbers of the sport, taking that thing up the victory lane, the emotion, Bubba Wallace, everything, seeing fellow African Americans in that picture after the race, cheering Bubba. That, and what I took from that, that was their first time going to a NASCAR race. So just everything, evolves around that. And hopefully, obviously, we want to continue to do that. Hopefully, Bubba Wallace will continue to be that voice for us And also, obviously, Bernard Paul, we see him a lot on Twitter doing his thing as well. Former football player, former Super Bowl champion as well. So, man, for that reason, I mean, hopefully, I mean, Bubba next year, I mean, he's reunited with Toyota there. And Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin, he's going to have all the resources. It's going to take quite a bit, like my man Daryl said on our podcast few weeks ago. Again, great conversation. You have not downloaded and listened to that, I encourage you to listen to that. It's an awesome interview with him. I'm sure we're going to be back with him a couple more times in 2021, bringing him on the show. Great energy, great knowledge from Daryl Kenzie Jr. So, but Bubba Wallace, EG3 award winner this year in 2021. Not 2020. That's the second time I said that. 2020, excuse me. So, I'm a couple days away from that. But I'm just excited. The passion that this brung. I mean, fellow African American, seeing somebody else, you know, step up, and now we're all in this. We're all in this together, and I want to see this continue to take steps forward in the right direction. NASCAR stood with them. That was how I was appreciated of that. NASCAR stood with him. And basically followed his direction, saying, "We're gonna get this shit out of here." So, like, whether you like it or not, I mean, we all want that. Y'all want diversity, then y'all gotta back it up. Y'all gotta show us. Continue to show us y'all want it. And it's just exciting to see different types of groups being successful in different levels of NASCAR. So this is. And I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up. This is a great ending to the podcast. Great ending to the shows. Great ending to the awards. So, man, the EG3 award winner in 2020 on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, none other than new driver of the 2311 Racings, formerly with Richard Petty Motorsports, Bubba Wallace, your EG3 award winner of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Enjoy the rest of 2020. Eddie Gritter III, Big D Producers podcast. Man, wow! Fired up for the rest of the last couple of days of the year. Fired up for the new year, new season to come across us. Obviously, the Chili Bowl. Right around the corner here, well, not here in Kansas, but down in Oklahoma. There's so much to get ready for. And remember, more episodes will come out from this department, including more reviews of 2020 from the teams. With the next one, obviously, with Stuart Haas Racing. So that's a wrap for that. But ladies and gentlemen, folks, it's been something, folks. It's a wrap. For another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Once again, folks, the EG3 award winner this year belongs to 2311, the new driver of the 2311 Racing's own Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin's own Bubba Wallace. Your EG3 award winner of 2020.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.